Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, grant that by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, we may be enlightened and strengthened for your service. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, our purpose is to acknowledge in the name of God the acolytes gathered here today. We pray that God will richly bless them in their ministry. Dear people of God, you have presented yourselves here today because you have been called to a special ministry of service at the altar of God in your congregation. Do you rededicate yourselves to a life of loving service to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you desire to continue to assist in the leadership of worship? And do you promise to remain faithful in prayer, service, and praise?
We rededicate ourselves to the service of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Let us offer the acolyte festival prayer together. Gracious God, in pity of light and love, you call us to light the way for your people in a world of change and uncertainty. Grant to your acolytes the reverent hearts, steady hands, and the will to persevere in service at your altar and in prayer. Bless and guide us by your wisdom, and help us to spread your word throughout our world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Will all you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in this ministry?
We will, with God's help.
Ever-living God, bless these acolytes. May they praise your holy name as they serve your people at table and at prayer.
Amen.
Praise God who made heaven and earth.
Good morning. The first reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him, each had 6 wings. With them they covered their faces. With 2 to cover their faces, and with 2 to cover their feet, and with 2 they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe to me! I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of thongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Lord,
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What a wonderful day. What a magnificent group. What good-looking people. I'm not sure I've been surrounded by such a spit-and-polish bunch since a visit to West Point a few years ago. This truly is God's army and on the march, and I am delighted, happy, and very honored to be with all of you this morning. This is our first real acolyte festival in the Diocese of Florida, at least in modern times, and to have this large a turnout and to have so many expectant and happy folks here, both youngsters and adults, is a real good thing for the Diocese of Florida. I know as I go around the diocese and as I worship in congregations from here to Carrabelle and from Quincy to Palm Coast, I get to spend time with you. We're in the sacristy together, after all, before services start, and we're getting vested and we're talking and we're preparing for worship, and we always pray before church together. And so we have a close and a personal and I think a very important relationship. And your leadership in worship is very, very important. This morning I want to spend just a few minutes talking with you about what it means to be an acolyte and the sort of marks of the good acolyte. I think the first thing all of us who are involved in worship need to remember is that Christian worship, worship as a community, worship as the church, is almost always in motion. Things are happening. We're moving from one place to another. We're carrying things. We're making certain gestures and saying certain words, we're hardly ever still. Well, maybe just for a few moments when you drift off during a really bad sermon. But other than that, we're almost always in motion. And it's been true for people of faith since creation. Think about the broad expanse of the Christian story, of our story, of the story that you and I and our priests, our teachers are called to share, not just every Sunday, but every day of our lives. That story that begins with a God who expressed love in terms of creation, who made a man and a woman and placed them in paradise, and how that changes when they disobey him, and how they are on the move then, but God always traveling with them. Think about Abraham, the father of the chosen people of Israel, and how it is that he's called to get up from where he is, not to rest on his laurels, but to move forward, to be in procession towards a promised place and towards those good things that God has in mind for him and for his people.
Think about the descendants of Abraham and slavery in Egypt and how they too are called to get up out of slavery and to move through the water and towards freedom and then through water yet again and into the promised land that God has given. Think about the prophets, always on the move, always teaching God's people from one city to another. Think about the kings, David especially, that first and greatest of the kings, how it was that he never quite sat still. He was looking for the way to worship God, the way to know God, the way to share his love of God with others. And think about the martyrs, those who died for their faith, and those to whom nothing was more important than sharing that love of God that had been planted in their hearts. Then there's Jesus, the one in whom the whole story culminates, the one who is our Lord, our Savior, the one to whom we look not simply as example, but as God incarnate among us. Even in today's brief lesson from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is going about. He's in all the cities and the villages. He's teaching. He's proclaiming the good news. He's curing diseases and sicknesses. He's feeling compassion for the people around him. But he's on the move. He's in procession with disciples and friends and followers, going from one place to another, sharing that good news. And that's what you and I reenact in the church. We are at once actors on a holy stage and participants in a holy story. We are here to portray that moving, processional faith of the church, which we feel called to always share with others wherever we may be. But we also, in terms of time and space and history, are more than just actors. We are participants, because you and I, our clergy, all the people sitting in the pews, have been called to share that message and that love, that mercy, that grace, that forgiveness, that claim on the lives of all of us that we get from Jesus Christ. We have a story to tell. You and I have a story to tell. It's a life-changing story. It's a story about how knowing and loving God through Jesus Christ can change lives, can change the churches in which we worship, can change the communities around us, our schools, our places of work, wherever we may be, that introducing others to Jesus in an attractive, in an inclusive, in an outreaching, in an affirming way will be the best thing that has ever happened in the lives of those with whom we share it. It's a story of immense sweep and scope and expanse. It moves across history. It moves across time. It's the then. It's the now. It's the future. And somehow, as we vest on Sunday morning for worship, as we lead worship, as we do the holy things that we're called to do at the altar and within the church, as we live in sacred time and sacred space, we draw others to Him. And the time and the space within which we worship, within which we do those things that God has called us to do, that God has called each of you to do, it is sacred time. It is sacred space. And we do see changed, transformed, healed, and joyous lives as a result. To be a participant in and a leader in worship is to be an actor on a sacred stage. But it is also to be part of the story itself. That's what the church has invited you to do, is to be part of that story, to, by every act you do, by every step you take, by every word you speak, by every book or sacred thing you handle, by every candle you light, by every cross you carry, by every procession you line up, by every alb you wear, to be an evangelist, to be a sharer of that story, to say to others, come, let us draw you into it in order that you too may share those wonderful things that God has given us. Let me suggest to you this morning that in order to be the participant in this story, in order to be the actor on this sacred stage to which God has called us, that just a few things are required of us. Just three or four things, and I won't dwell on them. But the first thing is faithfulness. Faithfulness. Sometimes, you all are too young to know much about Woody Allen back when he was still funny. But believe me, Woody Allen in the 70s was a funny guy. And he once upon a time said that 90% of life is just showing up. The same thing can be true for a bishop, by the way. But the same thing is true for each of you. Be there. Be faithful to your obligations, to your duties. Do those things you have promised to do. By the grace of God, pray for His grace each day that you can faithfully show up, be on time, and perform those duties that God has asked of you. Be attentive to what you do, because as we've just said, it's so important. It requires focus, eyes open, and full participation in worship and a recognition of what's going on around us. A bishop friend of mine told me not long ago about preaching from a pulpit like this. All the acolytes had come down and sat sort of on the front row down here, and there was one young man that he thought was being especially prayerful. He was there just like this throughout all of the bishop's sermon. At the end of the service, the bishop went to the rector and said, tell me about that young man sitting down there who was at prayer during my whole sermon. I think he must be called to the priesthood. And the rector said, no, he was playing on his iPad. Don't play on iPads during church. Be attentive to what God is calling you to do. Number three, care about what you're. Remember always, it makes a difference, and that others are watching us. We are on that stage. We're living that life. We're carrying out the mission of the church by what we do. And therefore, it's important that it matters to us. Finally, be devoted to your service. Live a life of devotion. Pray not just in church, but when you're out of church, when you say your prayers in the morning, when you say your prayers at night, when you thank God for food and for other blessings during the day. Pray also for yourselves as ministers of the church, because that's what you are. Each one of you is a minister of the church. You've been called by God to do important things and to lead God's people in doing important things. Pray about it. Lift it up to God. Ask for His blessing in order that you may do those things all. And finally, a word to the younger ones who are here today. remain mindful that God may have called you to be an acolyte in the church because he has still more things that he wants you to do in his church. Being an acolyte may be the first step on the way to becoming a deacon or a priest or a bishop someday. Being an acolyte exposes you to that behind-the-scenes world of the church where you see what it means to participate in every way in the life of worship. And God, I'm sure, is at work in the lives of some of you here today, developing within you a vocation to the diaconate or to the priesthood, developing in you that love of him and of his people, that love of worship, of our Book of Common Prayer, of the traditions and the teaching of the church, that someday he will call on you again to use in other varieties of service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love of church. Thank you for your faithfulness to it. Thank you for your devotion to what you do. Thank you for your attentiveness to the work you're called to do. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being my colleagues and friends in this. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, saying, we believe in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life in the world to come. Amen.
O God of light and love, we give you thanks for our families and friends, our pastors, teachers, and mentors, and for our faith communities. May these people offer us support and encouragement as we journey in this life you have given us, and may we be wise enough to hear them, O God of light. We remember Catherine, our presiding bishop, John and Charles, our bishops, and all bishops, priests, and deacons, and all who minister to the needs of others in their places of work and play. And we now name before you our own parish families. O God of light, we pray for the people of all nations and their leaders, for Barack, our president, and for leaders of our cities and states, and for all those seeking election. Give your people knowledge and discernment to elect trustworthy leaders, that together we may work for justice and peace. O God of light, Holy God, creator of heaven and earth, you have blessed us with the beauty of all creation. Send your spirit to disturb and challenge us that we may earnestly work to heal this fragile earth, our island home. O God of light, we pray for all those in the war-torn areas of our world, that they may be reassured and strengthened with the knowledge and love of your abiding presence and peace. O God of light, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them to the joy of your salvation. O God of light, we pray for those who have died, especially acolytes and vergers. May your will for them be fulfilled, and may we share with them in the joy of your heavenly realm. O God of light, we pray for all people of the world, especially the acolytes gathered here this day, that they may be blessed with the security of love and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. O God of light,
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept our prayers and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
My beloved brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We are so glad you're here. Do you all know what a cathedral is? It is the place where the cathedra sits. The bishop is sitting on it right now. A cathedra is the bishop's chair, and it's a very big chair that sits in the cathedral so the bishop can lead the diocese from his chair. He looks good there, doesn't he? My name is Kate. The kids call me Dean Kate. I'm the dean of the cathedral. You see, the bishop needs to go out and take care of all of you churches, right? So somebody has to run this place on Sundays. That's me. I'm called the dean. We are so grateful that you're here. This is your cathedral. We're a mother church, and we are your church. Whenever you are here in Jacksonville, you are welcome to come here during the week on Sundays to pray, to talk. If you need anything, your ministers or your stewardship committees or acolytes have questions or want to see how we do things or want our bulletins, we are a resource for you. We're your mother church, and we're so glad you're here. I want to give a special thank you to a few people who put this acolyte festival together for the first time in so many years. If you are one of the people on the committee that helped, Jeremy Johnson, would you please stand up? Melody, let's give them a round of applause. They did an enormous amount of work. Okay, a couple of specific announcements so you know what to do after this service. If you haven't checked in at the registration table, which is through these doors, please do so right after the service. You must have a name tag on in order to receive lunch. So if you want to eat, you've got to get a name tag. When you get your lunch, you can eat in Tolliver Hall, that's the big fellowship hall, or you can take your lunch out into the gardens, all right? Make sure that when you register, you pick up the scavenger hunt form. It's a green sheet at the registration table, and one person per church has the answers. Only one person per church can get the answer sheet. The rest of you guys just get the scavenger hunt, all right? And have fun with that. On your name tag, your workshops are listed. Your workshop locations are posted on the maps on the easels around the campus. The team coordinators for Acolyte Olympics, that's awesome, meet in room 304 for a brief meeting right after this service. Very important that each church has two team coordinators represented at this meeting. So every church, two people go up to room 304 for a briefing on the Olympics. And one representative from each church needs to stop by at the registration table at the end of the festival to pick up your gifts. The cathedral is giving every single acolyte a very beautiful gift. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I've seen it, and it's awesome. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in Jesus Christ our Lord, you have received us as your sons and daughters, made us citizens of your kingdom, and given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen to sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. The night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Of our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out into the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever.
God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.